Howdy, I'm your host Colton Becker, and on today's episode we talk baseball! Today I'll dive into opening week in MLB baseball, stats and standings, best baseball parks, environments, and food, as well as experience in the baseball industry. It's opening week in the MLB and we're just about to wrap up the first week. There are a lot of interesting storylines entering the season. So far, we've seen the Rangers raise their 2023 World Series champions banner, the first MLB game played in South Korea, the New York Yankees fans going crazy after sweeping their arch rivals, the Astros, in a four-game series, the Pirates and Tigers off to a hot start going undefeated, and Shohei Ohtani making his Dodgers debut. I sat down with my good friend Luke, who I worked with at the Battalion and with the Victoria Generals, and we talked MLB and the sports industry. So what's caught your eye so far this season with the opening week about to wrap up?
I think there's definitely been a lot of surprise teams for good and bad, whether it's like the Pirates getting off to a 5-0 start, something like that.
Tigers are off to a really good start.
I didn't see that coming. But then there's also teams like the Marlins or like the Astros where it's kind of you expected a bit more out of them. So it's taking them some time to get going. And it's only been a week. So I try not to put too much stake in the first 6-7 games, but it's pretty cool. I really didn't see this coming. I wasn't expecting this sort of start and everything. So, I think that's a fun part about it. Some people may overreact and everything, but that's part of the fun, you know.
What catches my eye is how the Yankees are off to a hot start after acquiring outfielder Juan Soto paired with Aaron Judge. The Astros had numerous opportunity to beat the Yankees. We saw on opening day the Astros take a commanding 4-0 lead, but blew it, letting the Yankees storm back to win 5-4. Juan Soto had quite the debut, throwing out Mauricio Dubon at home plate in the bottom of the ninth. That would have tied the game, but video review determined Dubon was tagged out. Last season in the American League, these six teams made the playoffs. The Orioles, the Astros, the Twins, the Rays, the Rangers, and the Blue Jays. On the other side of the league, in the National League, these six teams made the playoffs. The Braves, the Dodgers, the Brewers, the Phillies, the Marlins, and Diamondbacks. I asked Luke who he thought the biggest threats in the league were.
Certainly the talk of the town are the Dodgers with their like $1 billion offseason, $700 million going to
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani and couple him with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. They've had such a good lineup. Even adding like Tyler Glasnow to the mound and everything, and they'll have Walker Buehler back. So there's really so much that team can do. I think they can beat you in so many ways. And I know a lot of people talk about the Yankees too, with adding Juan Soto and Alex Verdugo, how they can be a big threat. I guess the question with them is, can they get over the hump that's really kind of kept them from making some noise in the postseason?
Right, and the Yankees just swept the Astros four
exactly.
games. So that's a huge...
Yeah, but and on the road too, that really made a statement. That I wouldn't have been surprised if they like split this series or something like that, or even I wouldn't have been surprised if they lost the series, but then they go and sweep. And so that was a really impressive showing on their end.
So who are your six teams from the AL and NL that you like making the postseason?
Looking at the divisions, and I think the AL Central is such an interesting division because, frankly, it's not very good. I know kind of the Twins have kind of staked their claim in that the past few years, but I don't know if that's saying a whole lot even when they're finishing near 500 and everything. But kind of like we were saying, the Tigers off to a good start, only 4-0, but if they can kind of continue that, they could make some noise. Love to see what the Orioles do. I think they could really... That's such a young team, but such a good one. And couple that with the number one prospect in baseball, Jackson Holliday, they could really do some damage in the postseason.
And the Orioles were the one seed last year.
Exactly. And I know, I'm sure they're still a little salty about not really doing anything with that, falling to the Rangers. And the Rangers, too, the eyes are going to be on them if they can kind of keep that momentum going from last year. I know they've already suffered an injury to Josh Young for 8 to 10 weeks, so that's going to hurt. It's a team with depth, and so it's not something that they can't overcome. And so the AL, like, I think you could really go with kind of the Orioles or the Yankees from the East, and then the Twins or the Guardians as Central, and then Rangers, and the Astros are always going to be there, you know, and Mariners aren't a team to count on either. I don't really have much faith in the Angels in that division. And then with the NL, Braves, another just a stacked team that can beat you in so many ways. I know eyes are going to be on them. And then I think the Brewers have kind of been the team to watch in the Central, but I know the Reds last year surprised a lot of people, so I'm excited to see if they can keep that pace going. And then it seems to be the Dodgers and even the Giants, even though the Giants haven't gotten off to a great start, they could do some damage with some of the guys they got, getting Blake Snell. That was really big time for them. Matt Chapman. And the Diamondbacks won the league last year, so they're not a team to count on either.
Who do you like winning the World Series?
I really think the Orioles could make it there. I and like I said, they're a young team, but they know how to win based on last year and everything, and they've got so much young talent, the baby birds as they're called and everything. So I like the Orioles from the AL.
Who do you like them playing?
I feel like it's got to come down to the Dodgers or the Braves in the NL. And for that, I like the Dodgers just because it's like, this team has so many pieces. How can they not do well? But sometimes it's a team like that every year, so that doesn't make their World Series even. So we'll see what happens. But I like Dodgers Orioles for the time being.
These are the teams I like making the playoffs in the American League. In the AL East, I like the Baltimore Orioles, the New York Yankees, and the Toronto Blue Jays. In the AL Central, I only like the Cleveland Guardians making it. And in the AL West, I like the Texas Rangers and Houston Astros. As for the teams in the National League, these are the teams I like making the playoffs. In the NL East, I like the Atlanta Braves and Philadelphia Phillies. In the NL Central, I like the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. And in the NL West, I like the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. My prediction for the World Series is the Houston Astros are going to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in a rematch of the 2017 World Series. Still to come, we talk MLB ballparks and environments in Luke and I's time in Victoria and at the Battalion. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Talking Ball with Colton Becker, all on your favorite podcast app. Time for a quick history lesson! The oldest ballparks in the MLB are Fenway Park in Boston, Wrigley Field in Chicago, and Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Fenway Park is home of the Red Sox. It opened in 1912. It's well known for the Green Monster in left field, and every player who plays at Fenway gets to go under the monster and sign their name. Wrigley Field is home of the Cubs. It opened in 1914. It's popular for its outfield ivy, piano playing on the PA system, and fan environment. And Dodger Stadium, home of the Dodgers. It opened in 1962. It's iconic and a historic landmark with some of the most popular sports moments. Here's what Luke had to say about what ballparks he would like to travel to.
Having only been to a couple, only Minute Maid in Houston and Globe Life Field in Arlington, I love Minute Maid. I'm not an Astros fan, but I love the vibe and the aura and just the atmosphere of Minute Maid. That's like really high on my list, I won't lie, but I would love to hit up the classics like Fenway and Wrigley and Oracle Park in San Francisco. I know Truist Park in Atlanta is supposed to be really nice and everything, and so top to bottom, there's really good ones, and I would definitely, you know, if I had the resources to do some sort of road trip or that sort of thing, but I think Fenway is at the top of my list.
Who do you think has the best MLB environment?
I think the Astros are really great, but I think if you're going for that classic feel, nothing really beats like Fenway or Wrigley, and that's why they were at the top of my list. I know like Fenway, the Boston, the Red Sox fans get into it and everything, and so I think that would be really fun to experience firsthand, just all the tradition and history with that ballpark. I think there's obviously no ballpark like that anywhere else, and so I think that would be really cool. And the same with Wrigley, where there's something so unique about it that is just unmatched anywhere else in the league.
So there's a lot of food out there at the ballparks. Do you have an MLB favorite food that you want to try?
You know, I saw the Rangers recently got this like meatball garlic knot thing. I think that would be a lot of fun. I'm trying to think of kind of the classics that are out there. I got a sweet tooth. I know the Yankees and the White Sox now have like these like big old milkshakes.
I saw that.
I would love to give that a shot.
Out of all the ballparks, I really want to go see Wrigley Field because of the environment. Their fans are awesome, and they also have a song that goes like this. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today. Singing, go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today. I've also heard Chicago food is amazing. I want to try a deep dish pizza and a Chicago dog. I've never had either in my life. After this short break, we'll sit down and discuss life in the baseball industry. Coming up on Talking Ball with Colton Becker. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Talking Ball with Colton Becker, all on your favorite podcast app. Okay, Luke, so me and you obviously have a little history together, both working with the Victoria Generals and working with the Battalion. Mm-hmm. Talk briefly about your experience with the Generals, your role as an intern, and what your favorite memories were.
Yeah, the Generals really gave me the best summer of my life. That was a great time, and it's probably the most hands-on experience, practical experience, rather, that I've gotten given what I want to do career-wise with broadcasting and media relations and that sort of thing. I thought it was great hands-on experience and with some great people, so it was a terrific time, and I really think I got a lot out of it, too. It was a great place to spend the summer, and again, just getting to my first real hands-on experience. It's something I think I could really apply to my career. I think I got more out of this summer than what I've gotten in, out of like school and whatnot, and what I've done in the classroom and whatnot. So I was just really thankful for a great time and great people and a great experience.
What was your role as an intern?
So my duties included, it could change day to day. I think that's what I enjoyed about it too. It could be broadcasting one Monday
right.
to doing the press release later that night or the next day.
And me and you both switched doing those.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was really fun.
We both got experience with that. It could be social media or managing the broadcast and the production of it and everything. So there was a bit of everything, and it was just in a really cool area, I think. So I was more than happy with the experience I gained through it and everything.
Talk a little bit about the hospitality.
Yeah, the hospitality was great, getting a host family and everything, with like meeting new people also and everything, and just working with a great like general manager with Mike and everything. It was such a great setup, and I'm just really happy with how it worked out.
Did you have a favorite memory?
Favorite memory?
Or memories?
I was going to say there are a lot of them, and I think really getting to experience kind of the team's winning streak, especially at home. I think the Generals have to have the best fan base into TCL, just with the amount of people that come out on a nightly basis and really make Riverside Stadium what it is, make it a great environment and everything. Mm-hmm. I think I just really enjoyed getting to be a part of that, and literally getting to go every night and everything and doing that as my work, in quotes, kind of. I couldn't ask for a better situation with that. And so there are a lot of memories, and it's hard to choose just one. I feel like
my favorite memories in my time with the Victoria Generals were being able to meet a lot of new people, whether that be interns, fans, coaches, players, or workers. I also really loved the hospitality and the way the Generals organization treated their interns. They provided us with a pregame and postgame meal, and also provided free snow cones during the game, courtesy of Ortega's, and they were so refreshing due to the work in the hot summer afternoon and evenings. I even had the opportunity to travel with a team bus and catch a few away games. That was awesome. I also enjoyed doing play-by-play, press releases, broadcast productions while sitting next to my co-interns, who were so much fun to be around. Also, shout out to the greatest general manager, Mike Yocum, for being a great leader throughout the TCL season. All the roles that me and Luke had and got to be a part of for what I wanted to do in my career, so it was an awesome time. So as you know, me and you both work at the Battalion. So what does a typical day look like for you as a sports editor with the Battalion?
Yeah, sports editor, kind of as the name implies, pretty much every day involves editing of some sorts, whether that's editing recaps or previews from our sports desk or articles from the other desks like opinion, life and arts, and news. So it certainly involves a lot of reading and writing and editing, and not just sports. I think that's something I wasn't expecting coming into it, having to read the other stories that come through the Battalion. But I think that's made me a stronger writer, because I get to see other writing styles and try to incorporate that into my writing. And then once a week, it'll be doing some sort of game recap, whether it's in person or on the road. It could be baseball, softball, whatever. But I've gotten to try my hand at a lot of different sports, and so that's been really good experience for me.
What made you want to start writing?
So in high school, at that point, I knew I wanted to do sports broadcasting on TV or radio or that sort of thing. And my high school had a newspaper, had a journalism class. And so I figured that was kind of the natural class to take to get some experience in that area. Mm-hmm. And so I ultimately became sports editor of my high school newspaper, although that carries a lot less weight than doing it for the Battalion does. But I enjoyed doing it in high school. I enjoyed writing then. And I figured, okay, why don't I try doing this at A&M? So my freshman year, September of 2021, I applied and got into the Battalion. And I've really been here ever since. And I've just grown so much as a writer in that time. It's insane, just because I'm writing on a consistent weekly basis.
What are all the different sports you've covered?
So I've done football, baseball, softball, covered one women's basketball game, and then a lot in between, whether it be tennis, golf, track or field. That's kind of a nice part of volleyball, soccer, got to throw those in there. And that's a nice part about it, just getting to try my hand at a bit of everything. But this time of year right now, it's baseball, so that's really what I found myself doing the most.
So my title at the Battalion is a sports writer. I've gotten to cover women's swim and dive, equestrian, track and field, softball, and baseball. Normally I have a story or two a week that I get assigned that I write over. It's normally either a story covering a preview or a recap, but can also be a commentary or profile piece. I've also gotten to go to press conferences as a reporter with athletes and coaches. It's been a great time, and I'm getting good practice from writing and reporting, and have learned so much since joining. Well, this concludes our second episode. Thank you for listening, and hope to see you next time on Talking Ball with Colton Becker.